Ezekiel chapter 42.
Then he led me out into the outer court toward the north, and he brought me to the chambers that were opposite the temple yard and opposite the building on the north. The length of the building that was on the north side was 100 cubits, and the width 50 cubits. Across the 20 cubits that belonged to the inner court, and facing the pavement that belonged to the outer court, the chambers rose gallery by gallery in 3 stories. In front of the chambers was a passage on the inner side, 10 cubits wide and 100 cubits deep, and its entrances were on the north. Now the upper chambers were narrower, for the galleries took more away from them than from the lower and middle chambers in the building. For they were in 3 stories, and they had no pillars like the pillars of the outer court. For this reason, the upper chambers were set back from the ground more than the lower and the middle ones. There was a wall outside parallel to the chambers, toward the outer court, opposite the chambers, 50 cubits long. For the chambers on the outer court were 50 cubits long, while those opposite the temple were 100 cubits long. At the foot of these chambers ran a passage that one entered from the east in order to enter them from the outer court. The width of the passage is fixed by the wall of the court. On the south also, opposite the vacant area and opposite the building, there were chambers with a passage in front of them. They were similar to the chambers on the north, of the same length and width, with the same exits and arrangements and doors. So the entrances of the chambers to the south were entered through the entrance at the head of the corresponding passage from the east along the matching wall. Then he said to me,
"The north chambers and the south chambers opposite the vacant area are the holy chambers, where the priests who approach the Lord shall eat the most holy offerings. There they shall deposit the most holy offerings, the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, for the place is holy. When the priests enter the holy place, they shall not go out of it into the outer court without laying there the vestments in which they minister, for these are holy. They shall put on other garments before they go near to the area open to the people."
When he had finished measuring the interior of the temple area, he led me out by the gate that faces east and measured the temple area all around. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned and measured the north side, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned and measured the south side, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned to the west side and measured 500 cubits by the measuring reed. He measured it on the 4 sides. It had a wall around it, 500 cubits long and 500 cubits wide, to make a separation between the holy and the common.